Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The DH, John Kruk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Craig Griebeck. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jason Baehr. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Nilsson. Batting fifth. The DH, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The first baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting seventh. The left fielder, David Hulse. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ricky Bones. And now, play ball. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Matheny and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Raines tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kruk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Surhoff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kruk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Hamilton moves to second. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hamilton scores. Seitzer moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Seitzer moves to third. Nilsson moves to second. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seitzer scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nilsson moves to third. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hulse for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lavalier strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grebeck moves to third. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Matheny hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin bunts towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vina is 0 for 1 in the game. Vina hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Surhoff scoops it up and throws to first, with Bones covering, for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Vina reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Surhoff strikes out. Lavalier drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Surhoff out. 2 outs. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hulse is 0 for 1 in the game. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kruk is 0 for 1 in the game. Kruk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kruk moves to second. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grebeck strikes out. 1 out. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lavalier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards second. Vina scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Matheny is 0 for 1 in the game. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matheny for the out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin strikes out. 2 outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina is 0 for 2 in the game. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vina for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Surhoff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Nilsson reaches second base with a double. Seitzer moves to third. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Vaughn reaches third base with a triple. Seitzer scores. Nilsson scores. It's 7-1. Brewers. Jose De Leon now pitching. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vaughn tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Brewers. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hulse is 0-for-2 in the game. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin misplays the ball. That's an error on Valentin. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kruk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kruk strikes out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into left field. Hulse picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hulse. Thomas scores. Ventura moves to third. Martinez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Brewers. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Grebeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grebeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ventura scores. Martinez scores. It's 8-4, Brewers. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lavalier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lavalier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hulse. Lavalier reaches second base with a double. Grebeck goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Brewers. Mike Ignasiak now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nilsson. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Lavalier scores. It's 8-6, Brewers. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Raines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Guillen scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 8-7, Brewers. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to third. Raines moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Surhoff fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Ignasiak covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Matheny is 0-for-2 in the game. Matheny takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin strikes out. One out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vina is 0-for-3 in the game. Vina strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hamilton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hamilton hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kruk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kruk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Martinez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer juggles the ball. That's an error on Seitzer. Martinez moves to second. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ignasiak spins and fires to second, and Martinez is picked off. Two outs. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Grybek is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Grybek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Seitzer strikes out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Nilsson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grybek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Graham Lloyd now pitching. Ron Karkovice pinch hits for Mike Lavalier. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Karkovice hits a fly ball into right field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Guillen strikes out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Karkovice now catching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grybek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hulse is 0 for 3 in the game. Hulse hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martinez. Hulse reaches second base with a double. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matheny is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Matheny hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hulse moves to third. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina is 0 for 4 in the game. Vina bunts towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vina for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Zerillo now playing third base. Matt Mieske now playing right field. Mike Fetters now pitching. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a line drive into left field. Hull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Norberto Martin pinch runs for Robin Ventura. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kruk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kruk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.